people asking you about his deen, he does not know what his deen is. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَيَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam approached me, وَتَرَكَ خُطْبَتَهُ حَتَّى انْتَهَى إِلَيَّ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he turned towards me, he left his khutbah until he reached me, فَأُتِيَ بِكُرْسِيٍ, and then a chair was brought for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَقَعَدَ عَلَيْهِ, he sat upon this chair. وَجَعَلَ يُعَلِّمُنِي مِمَّا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ, he began teaching me what Allah Park, he began teaching me what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught him. ثُمَّ أَتَى خُطْبَتَهُ فَأَتَمَّ آخِرَهَا, رواه مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after finishing with me, then he went back and he continued with the khutbah. So ulama explained that this was something important. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam style was, whatever was more important, he gave it that more importance. This is also part of our deen. Whatever is important and due, has due importance, we give it that due importance. If it requires to be shown a little bit more respect in something else, we have to give it that little bit more respect. Therefore, everything in our deen is systematic. Everything in our deen is organized. Yesterday I gave an example of a person who's owing some money, and now he decides he wants to go for holiday, he wants to go for umrah, he wants to go here, he wants to go there. The better thing for him to do is he should rather take that money and give it and pay those creditors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this near that I'm owing this man money, he's more deserving of that money than I am. When a person does these type of things, it comes in a hadith of Bukhari Sharif, Rahimallahu rajulan imra'an, Rahimallahu imra'an. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua for such a person that samhan idha qtada wa idha ishtara wa idha ba'a, that this person in his business dealings, he's so careful that he's lenient, he's kind, he's courteous when he's purchasing, when he's selling, and now also when it's time to demand debt, now this person is careful at that time also that he does it in a very lenient way. So this is part of our deen. If we want the deen, if we want the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have to be very careful about our dealings. Those things that deserve that importance should be given that importance. Recently we heard of an incident. There was an old man, he was a family member of these people, close family member. But when the time came that this person needed urgent medical attention, he had a stroke, but no, they said, you know what, we don't have funds. Family members are all saying in that family that we don't have funds to take this person to hospital, so what we do, send him to a public hospital. So he went there for a few days and he passed away. And not even few days had passed, and the same family members that said we had no funds, whole family is going overseas on a holiday. School holidays came, the whole family is going. And like that, December is coming, the other family members are all planning overseas holidays. So when news comes like this, you feel so sad. At that time of importance, now the person has had a stroke in the family, old man. He needed some type of assistance. People said, we don't have funds to put him in the hospital. And a few days later, people are going with the whole family overseas for holiday, just for entertainment. So this is what Islam is teaching us, that al-ahammu fal-aham, that is important, it deserves its due, give it its due. Like that child that cries, the mother leaves everything, even if it is a deep sleep, that sweet sleep that she's enjoying in the middle of the night, but she hears the child crying. Now that is the most important thing to her. She'll leave her sleep, she'll leave the cooking that she's doing in the kitchen during the day, or whatever she's busy with, she'll leave everything and she'll attend to the child, while because to her that's the most important thing at that time. So like that in deen also, that is those things that are important, we should give it those due importance. Today's hadith and Anas radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كان إذا أكل طعاما لائق أصابعه الثلاثة. قال وقال إذا سقطت لقمة أحدكم فليمت عنها الأذى وليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he used to eat, then he would lick his three fingers. Why three fingers? Because these three fingers, a person is supposed to be eating. What? He's not supposed to be grabbing the food with his whole hand. Like how some people, they take their whole hand and they grab the food. But ideally, a person should eat with three fingers. Sometimes you'll need to eat with more fingers, depending on the different type of curry that a person is eating. But ideally, he should try and use three fingers to eat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he used to eat, he used to actually lick these fingers. Muqala, and then he would say that if any luqma, if any morsel falls, فَلْيُمِتْ عَنْهَا الْأَذَىٰ, a person should pick that thing up, he should clean it, وَلْيَأْكُلْهَا, and then he should eat it, and he shouldn't leave that morsel that fell down for shaitan. So this is how careful he should be as far as food is concerned. وَأَمَرَ أَنْ تُسْلَتَ الْقَسْعَةَ, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would command and he would instruct that the bowl be licked and cleaned also. قَالَ فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِكُمُ الْبَرَكَةِ رَوَاهُ مسلم. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say that you don't know in which part of the food Allah Pak has left barakat for you. You left some part and you wasted some part of the food. Maybe it is barakat in that and you left it out. So he would be so careful, he would actually lick the fingers. Forget about food being wasted on the plate. Nowadays a person goes, very often it happens in the hotels, etc. But people that go, they'll tell you what they experience is that generally when people have that, what they say, a breakfast package and a dinner package in the hotels, then there's buffet style serving. So person goes and he just dishes out. And then many times you find that people leave heaps of food on the plate. Not interested how much food is getting wasted. And that same food, they don't use it again because of hygiene reasons and certain restrictions they've got. So the food, they take it and they just throw it into the dirtbin. So heaps of food are getting wasted. Like that people don't care. And sometimes it's in Makkah Sharif, sometimes it's in Medina Sharif. So much of food is getting wasted. People just take and take. If the person wants to take, he can take. There's no problem in eating. Take little and then dish out more when he needs more. There was an alim that came many years ago. And then he explained that from a health perspective, forget about any other perspective for now, just for the health, he's trying to explain to keep healthy how much a person should eat. So he says that when a person has the desire that I can eat, I got place for a little bit more, he says that's the point you should stop eating. Not that a person should fill himself and now when he's full, then he decides to stop. So he says it's a very, very good habit. In fact, this is part of the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we don't fill our bellies up. So he says that when a person feels, I still got place for a little bit more, now that is the point you stop. You don't fill yourself up and then decide that I want to stop. So anyway, here we see from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was so careful about not wasting even that remains on the fingertips, even that remains on the plate. Therefore, you see our pious people. Once I was with Hazrat Mufti Farooq Mirati rahmatullah alayhi. He passed away now in a stampede in Mina Sharif. He was a Khalifa of the Mawla Masihullah Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, a very pious personality. So the Khadim had brought tea for us, and as he was putting sugar for him in his cup of tea, so little but few grains had fallen. So immediately he had taken his finger and he picked it up and warned the Khadim to be very careful of even these few grains of sugar that fall out. And then he told us that I'm even care, may is be parhez karta hu, that even these one or two grains also, I'm so careful that this also mustn't get wasted. So here we find that how careful our Buzran al-Din is, how careful they were about even wasting one or two grains of sugar. So that is very, we have to be very careful. This is not something that is liked. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you don't know which part of it is barakah. And then he says, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that don't leave this for shaitan. In other words, you're making shaitan part and parcel of your life, part and parcel of your eating, but you're just wasting food like that. This is something very, very unfortunate. So we should learn from the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll find that the pious people, many of them I've seen, that even if they had to eat a bowl of ice cream, the ice cream with a teaspoon, you can't clean the remains that are clinging or on the side of the bowl. It's very difficult. So they'd actually take their fingers, and this also comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would take his finger and he would wipe the bowl and then lick that remains from his finger. Whether it's a bowl of halim, whether it's a bowl of ice cream, whether it's a bowl of anything that's liquid. But this was the style and this is the habit and this is the way to clean it. Take your finger and wipe it on the surface of that bowl or that plate and then lick that finger. We've seen it in today's hadith. Just to finish up on one story, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, when they were laying the foundation of the Darul Uloom in Madrasa Talimuddin, that time many years ago. So what he did was he was there, they had called him to make dua. He put his hand in his pocket and he took out some rupees. And he had given to one person, he said, please, that this is for the madrasa. So now the khadims and the people around are saying, Hazrat, this is South Africa. What your rupees are going to do? These people are well off, they can afford to build a project. Why did you need to put your hand in your pocket at that moment to take out this money? So he quoted this hadith here, this hadith we did today. He said, لَا تَذُونَ فَيْهِمُ الْبَرَكَةِ. You don't know in which project you contribute and there's barakat in that, you'll get a share of that barakat. So therefore, I'm putting something in this project, something in that project, something here, something there. It doesn't mean you have to put thousands of rand, but whatever person can afford. So it is a very intelligent way of getting a share in every project that is coming up. Try and put something there. You don't know where the barakat is. If the barakat is in that project, you become a shareholder also in that barakat. May Allah subhanallah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.